Welcome to the Wine Vault. And on the season 5 finale, we see Rob and Scott review Wine Enthusiast Best Buy Wine of the Year in Chateau St. Michel Columbia Valley Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight on the season 5 finale, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, Rob. And what would it be that we're consuming tonight?
Red wine, Scott. Not on the show is the Triple B because she is off doing Christmas things at her mother's house.
So. Family. Yes. It's a family affair.
So that just leaves Scott and I to hold down the fort.
Allegedly, I'm not here.
That's true. She doesn't listen, so she wouldn't know that you were here. So, on tonight's show, folks.
Yeah, we were given specific. Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Was given specific.
That's what I say to that. Anyway, she actually FaceTimed me earlier, and I'm down here. And I said, if I answer the FaceTime down here, then she'll know I'm up to something. So I ran upstairs. Slowly, because my back hurts. But then, by the time I got up there, I answered the phone sitting on the couch, acting like nothing was going on. What are you doing? I'm just sitting on the couch. Do you have a fire going? Nah. Oh.
Rob was given specific instructions to not podcast tonight.
And I defied them.
However, the executive producer did not call me and give me this instruction, so I'm not being defiant.
That's true.
I was not informed of this information until I got here tonight.
She's more like the assistant executive producer. I'm the director.
Okay.
I'm the showrunner. That is the truth.
Yeah, you are the fucking showrunner.
That's true.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
But, director.
Well, on tonight's show, though, we have a critically acclaimed wine. We do. Mm. And Scott doesn't know what it is quite yet.
He's being mean.
I'm not going to leave you in that much of suspense.
I'm not.
Folks, as you heard, as I said, this is the season 5 finale. But fear not, next week will be season 6. So there's no hiatus. We just go smoothly into the next season. But we just want to let you know this was season 5. And it means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
It's not like Yellowstone in the end of the day where nobody knows if they're coming back.
Yes, because you can't find Paramount, whatever the hell it is. But we did announce that the Ridge Three Valleys was the wine of the year. And that's all I remember. Winery didn't name a winery of the year. But tonight, one thing we're going to do is, on the potpourri, we're going to reminisce. We're going to talk about wines that we've had over the year that we enjoyed or that we hated. And Scott's memory sucks. So we'll have to look back at wines.
Well, on the sucks ones, there's some really good memories of sucky wines.
You remember when James Suckling filleted that sock puppet? What? It was a local custom, you dick. And they didn't tell me that. It was an anatomically correct sock puppet. Don't be such a prude. We know what happened earlier. You had back spasms, so you ate a banana, and Scott said you were doing something different with a banana. Well, he's a perverted man, that Scott.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Bare chested and all. You just
see the open chats on my master class when he's on there.
Master what?
Master.
Never mind.
Okay. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Because then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a brief blind tasting here for Scott for the wine tonight, then get on with getting on.
Does James bake also? James, is he a baker?
I am not.
Well,
but I am a candlestick maker.
Nice.
And I use the candlesticks. Never mind. So we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it.
So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the wine tonight.
It's a cab.
Well, we don't know that. So, in the glass.
It's a cab.
We're going to taste it. You're going to find out. I want to know where it's from.
Why does Scott?
What is it?
Why does Scott think it's a cab?
Because it's.
What glasses are we drinking from?
Well, this
Rob?
Is in Grand Bordeaux glasses. Mm-hmm. So, what are most of the Bordeaux's I own? Merlot.
Yes, but some would say it's just an oversized cab glass.
Oh, smell the nose, Scott. Enjoy the wine.
Red,
only the wine. Finest for the season finale. A little mint, cassis. Probably needs a smaller glass. It's too much space, this wine geek. Quick. Doesn't have enough punch to fill up the bowl.
I have an idea what this is already.
Sweet blackberry, too. Oh, what do you think it is? Kiss. I'm sorry, a little prince. And
well, you are a vindictive bastard, so you could have played a trick on me, repeating a trick I played on you.
Then I would be repeating you, which I don't want to do.
You do that, though.
I don't.
Sure.
Of course not. A muted nose, simplistic, but fine. I'm going to go ahead. I can tell you this right now. We've never had this wine on the show ever before. Not
once. Step two in what I think this might be. He's making a face.
It's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Any guesses? I thought it'd be better than this.
Really?
I hope to be better than this. It's light. It's not light, but it is not very impressively rich on the palate. It lacks a grip, a thickness. And it falls off on the mid palate as well.
I think it's exactly what somebody gave you for your birthday present last week as a joke.
No.
I think it's,
no, it's
Charles
not.
Shaw.
That's right down there, my
Charles
friend.
Shaw Red Bull.
No, it's not that. You think it's that?
That's what I guessed as soon as you said we've never had on the show. That backed it up. That's
somebody from this winery will find you and kill you for saying that.
I'm sorry
sure.
for saying that.
But you should not be sorry. Where do you think it's from?
No idea. No idea. See, as soon as I thought that it was the Charles Shaw, I closed my mind to it. It's what. So let's talk about the wine a little bit before we go to the guessing what it is. There's something odd about the mid palate. After that fruit goes away, there's something that races into the mid palate that's not. Asphalt or rubber, but there's something unusual there that just you go, oh, that doesn't fit. What glycerin?
I am experiencing it currently.
What is that?
It's somewhere between a slight vulcanized rubber / chalkiness, which is like a bicycle tire. A bicycle tire and a little tar right running through the middle, but it's light.
Yeah, it's not tar like you'd get in, I don't know, a Syrah or something like
that. I'm reading the review. The flavors are ripe, luxurious, and remarkably fruit forward with the oak pleasantly dialed back. It shows plenty of richness in the middle.
Well, I guess that's what they're calling richness. I don't wouldn't call this one fruit driven. And I read the description of the oaking.
Oak pleasantly dialed back.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because almost not really present.
No, not to any discernible levels, no.
So I don't even know that I would try to describe the oaking.
It has some. And it's best quaffed, quite frankly.
Just to hammer it down. For me, there's a little...
slightly herbal. A cherry, slightly herbal.
Like a tart cherry.
Yeah, yeah. Thin through the palate. It tastes of something 20 years prior. Not to say it's 20 years old. This is what wines used to taste like when they weren't pumped up and very good. They tasted like this. This was what half the shit tasted like back in then when it was a bad wine. A thin, cherry, herbal red wine. You know?
What herb? Are you just in general saying herbal, or are you picking something out?
Like a thistle or a thorn. grassy. Herbal. Well, tea.
I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Like. Yes, I like that. Like just your basic British style cut tea. It's in the background. It's not a huge profile of the wine, but
no, it's not. And by the way,
actually, folks, that's one of the more pleasant things that is there.
And this is, by the way, Wine Enthusiast Best Buy Wine of the Year. It's number one
this year, current.
And this is the Chateau Saint-Michel Columbia Valley Cabernet.
Wow.
It's right there. Now, let's just talk about this briefly. The list, the best buy list. Now, this list is bad, partly because it has this as number one. But number four is Silk and Spice and Everything Nice. Number six is Bogle, their California Pinot Noir, which you know has got to be good. Number nine is Gnarly Head Merlot. Did you know they gave the Central Close Merlot 92 of their points? Can you believe that? Makes you wish you never drank before.
Really happy about their top 100.
Yellowtail's 19 Pinot Noir got 15. And it got an 88, because that makes sense. It makes you not feel bad for anything that you passed on that was, Wine Enthusiast gave it that score. Oh, like, I thought about getting the Bonnie Dune Le Cigar Volante Red, 93 from the Enthusiast, came at their number 12, but it was the Enthusiast. And now I realized I made the right decision because it's probably not any good. Gato Negro, Scott. Gato Negro got 20th. Their Sauvignon Blanc, yes. Black Cat. Here's another one. It's a dog. Rough Day Cabernet. Get it? Dog. Rough Day Cabernet. that's from the Thracian Valley. I don't know where the hell that is.
Where?
Thracian Valley.
Give me a spelling on that.
Thracian. Thracian Valley.
Bulgaria? There's a Thracian Valley in Bulgaria.
Oh, no. Yes. The garnet color in the glass of this Bulgarian Cabernet. What else is on this list? Plunger Head, their Cabernet. It got 29. We know Plunger Head's good. McManus, their Viognier. Oh, here's one that we know is going
to
be good.
I would like to try that.
Sterling's Vintner's Collection Chardonnay, because the Vintner's Collection is known for its quality. Oak Ridge, Scott. You know Oak Ridge, right?
Sure.
No, you don't. It got 91 of their points. It's a Zinfandel. Don't you want to drink that?
Well.
I don't.
We could.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the list. J. Lore and all their shit. Castle Rock and their $7 wines. They got a 90 and a 54. I mean, it just keeps on going, better and better and better. You know, La Solitude Côte de Rhône that we liked quite a bit? It got in 66th place. It seems like it was better than this that we're drinking currently. But
like night and day?
Slightly, yeah. Broadbent Vino Verde. Didn't air, but we had it on the show. Do you remember it? I sure don't.
Nondescript. I don't think it was bad.
No, but I don't remember it.
I don't think it was bad.
Boy. I would name the rest of these things, but that would be giving them attention. I would not do that to you, folks.
So, plainly, we've had good products from Chateau Saint Michel. We have enjoyed...
Not this evening. We have the Indian Wells, Indian Wells Cabernet in the queue, too.
Canoe Ridge. What was the other AVA specific we got when we were getting those cats?
That was a better sip, by the way. Canoe Ridge and there's Canoe Ridge and Canoe Ridge and what's the other one? Shit.
I have to look at it. We'll recall it.
I think I have it in there. No, I have the Canoe Ridge. I've always been partial.
There was a Horse Heaven Hills AVA.
But they're both Horse Heaven Hills. Mm-hmm. Indian Wells is Horse Heaven Hills. Cold Creek. There's Cold Creek and Canoe Ridge.
And I think Indian Wells as well. I think
Indian Wells is lower than those. So those are single vineyards, bigger vineyards. But so you have the Columbia. Then you have the Horse Heaven Hills is the Indian Wells. Okay. Then the Canoe Ridge and the Cold Creek, those are still fairly larger, but they're considered single vineyards to a certain extent. So that's how that works. So
now they have a Kraken Reserve.
Kraken?
Kraken. Oh. True, that's because of the hockey team, right?
Now it is. Well, it didn't used to be. By the way, Scott, this has 4 grams of carbs. Did you know that?
Damn it.
121 calories. And it's gluten-free. You know when it has that kind of information on the back of the label, it's going to be good.
Why do they do that?
Why do they put what? It's perfectly drinkable. It's perfectly acceptable. But the thing is, if you want to go back in time and drink a wine that wasn't very good 20 years ago, and you want to experience what that was, then you can do that. It's like, folks, back when you used to make, like, Jell-O casseroles and, like, savory gelatin casseroles, and you had, like, tuna in a gelatin casserole. This is kind of like that in the fact that this is what average wine tasted like in the 90s and the 80s, for that matter.
Why would our listeners or anyone else want to go back and revisit wine?
Some people like vintage foods. So they haven't had it in years, and they want to go back and experience a time that they enjoyed something better when they were wearing mom jeans and Jordaches. And they could do that with this one. They can be transported back.
Mom jeans and Jordaches, aren't those the same thing?
No, you're wearing layers. That's what I meant.
Men
are wearing Jordaches.
Wolfwood Wrong's just a voice you do on the show. I know you get into character deeply, but even he doesn't want to go back and drink the wines of 20 years ago.
I was 84 years old then. It was nice. Why not? Why can't I? You know, 20 years ago, many things were different. Did you know that?
You weren't allowed to walk around in crusty sweatpants without underwear?
Well, this is the thing. I could talk to women then. I actually had, like, relationships. It was great.
Relationships.
Yes, Wolverine. Chloroform was a lot easier to obtain. Why?
Oh, my God.
What? The laws were not refined yet on what it meant to roofie someone. I'm air quotations. Roofie.
Oh, Lord.
It was just a little tomfoolery back in the day. Now they say it's a criminal offense.
Yes, it is. You're a criminal offense.
Well, I mean, it's basically consensual. I spoke to them for a while, and then they drank the drink I gave them. Whoopsie. You know? What? Bill Cosby had a wonderful... He got acquitted. I mean, if I was in Pennsylvania, I would get acquitted. I'm not charged anymore. I'm hiding out in San Francisco. But that's not the point. I changed my name.
Not very effectively.
Well, nobody's looking for me.
Oh, they're looking for you, son.
No, they're not.
Yeah. This wine. Hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't opened this and poured it yourself, And okay. It wasn't in a cab glass, and somebody put it in front of you. Would you think for a second this was a cab?
I would think this is Los Vascos Cabernet.
That's insulting Los Vascos.
It may very well be, but I would think it's Los Vascos Cabernet.
This is the worst offering I've ever had from Chateau Saint Michel.
Yes, and ironically, this is the one that won the award, if that's an award. I mean, it's not.
It was this was the number one.
A Best Buy list, number one, man.
And it's the top 100 list, right? They have 100.
They have
100
Best Buys, man. They have two other lists. They have seller selections lists. And then there are other ones.
Yeah,
but, you know.
The top 100 list.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it got a 91.
Maybe there's a reason that on these top 100 lists, there's so many wines that you can't find.
I don't. You can find every single one of those. I mean, nobody's. I mean, you're looking for matchstick Cabernet. What the hell?
No. What I'm saying is, on the real top.
Oh, the real ones. Yeah, with that. Yes, that's
this
right.
Points out that.
Like, hey, we're the only ones that know about this one.
No, because if this really is your number one in your top 100,
value, yeah,
value, Best Buy, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably fit into your top 100 for some reason. It should
I don't think they
be willing to put it on there at like 89.
Remember how the
something.
Spectator did that for like a year or two? They had a top values list.
Yeah.
Now they had like Turley Juvenile in their top.
Which is fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they're trying to keep it under 20, but still, yeah, this is number one, man.
It just
doesn't make you want to drink number 100.
Doesn't. Make me want to finish this.
It's just, that's a lot to drink out of that little thing over there. Here, touch me up. I'll drink some more, but here you go. Put it in there. I don't want a Christian pour, though. That's for sure. Here, you don't need to do that.
No, well, I'm worried about your back.
That's true. I did have I was feeling gassy. And this is working as a digestive, I guess.
Gassy? You were feeling gassy?
Yeah, a little bit bloated. Yeah, I felt bloated. From all the holiday foods, overeating, you know, gluttony. This is helping me a little bit. Don't know why. See, this is lacking that front end punch. Right at that front palate, there's this hole, gaping hole, where it's just flat. And then you ride out that flatness all the way through the mid palate. And it just is missing, I mean...
Everything.
If it has
this fruit forward
wine, if it had,
what wine were they fucking drinking?
I know. If it had like a, if it almost, it's not corked, but it normally you would associate.
Yeah,
it's not corked though, is it?
Well, is it even old enough?
It's musty.
Is it even old enough to be corked?
Well, it's current vintage, but it's 18. But it's not musty or anything like that. But it has a hollow mid palate. I'm going to give you some homework. You have to buy and drink a bottle of this in your private life. See if it's any different. Bottle variation, as Scott would say.
It's got bottle variation. Oh, the last one I thought it was like, is that Aubryon? Is that Petrus? Is that Lépine? Oh no, it's Chateau Saint Michel. They're Cabernet. Oh, I was fooled. Oh,
you got me, buddy.
It was so delicious. It was savory. That is a transcendental wine. Oh, my God.
Hey, just for shits and giggles.
What?
Open the Charles Schwab. Let's put it side by side and see which is better.
Let's do it. You open it.
I'll open it. Let's see if which one's better.
I don't want to waste
this one's
bottle.
Not good.
I have some Arbor Mist over there behind the chalkboard. You want to drink that?
There's that Livingston red...
I'd rather pour some water in that foxglove bottle. And
you're just afraid that the red blends better.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. But
well, let's try.
Oh, we will as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So Scott off the air badgered me into opening the Charles Shaw Red Blend.
It's the gift that keeps giving. It was part of a faux Christmas present. I had a gift card for a local wine shop for one guy taped to the bottom of the Charles Shaw.
I won't drink it.
Oh, yes, you will.
I just smelled it, man. I ain't going to do it.
Oh, it can't smell any worse than this.
Take a sniff. You tell me different.
It's not that bad of a nose.
What does it smell like?
Mentholated alcohol. Excuse me. Just
smells like fertilizer and gasoline mix.
There is no petrol in this nose.
Uh-huh. Methanol.
It's just a really subdued mentholated alcohol. That's all there is. There's almost no nose to it.
I wish not. If I could cut off my nose right now, I would do that.
Some berry fruit.
Berry fruit.
It's not that bad of a nose. It really
smell is not. My glass. Maybe my glass is dirty.
Maybe your nose is dirty. It's funny. There's another wine vault first. We're drinking out of stemless glasses. I didn't know why.
There's something
had
dirty about
glasses.
That glass.
There's something wrong with the glass.
Ooh, where that glass has been. It still doesn't smell very good, but
there's nothing wrong with the nose.
It smells like it has model glue in there.
Or it's just the slightly different nature of this larger stemless glass versus the smaller one.
So when amplified, that's what it smells like.
Or there's something in the glass.
No, drink out of it. See what happens to you.
Let's go. I'm not afraid. It's actually not that bad. It's actually not that bad at all.
It's terrible. I didn't drink it, but you know.
It's actually not that bad. It is the superior wine of the two. It's actually not that bad.
Oh,
come on. You are so overreacting. It is not that bad. No wonder Becky was giving you a hard time about your back.
It tastes like stomach acid.
No, it does not.
Like it's terrible.
Oh, Lord.
God, you're going to say that's better than Chateau's? Oh, you fucking idiot.
All right, let's do this.
I'd rather pour hot candle wax in my mouth than ever drink that again. That's terrible. Ugh.
Give me two more glasses, and I'm going to pour a little bit of each individually in glasses and not show them to you.
No good.
I don't want you to tell me which is which.
Ugh.
Can't do it.
I don't understand it. Why make a wine that tastes that way? Make it sweet, make it dry. Don't do that. I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
That is
Chateau Saint-Michel.
That is reprehensible.
You're very definitely the Chateau Saint-Michel. If you don't pull air of it, you just sip it.
Mm-hmm.
As Rob will say sometimes, just quaff it, just drink
it. It's a quaffer. That's all it's for.
It's better that way.
Yeah, that's what that wine is. Yes, it has a decent softness on the front palate. There just isn't a lot going on.
Back to the Charles.
I'm not touching that shit ever again. There we go. And so, I mean, Chateau Saint-Michel.
It's perfect. And treating it similarly, just quaffing it, It is not as good as the Chateau Saint-Michel, but it's perfectly acceptable. It's the best Charles Shaw I've tried in a long time.
It's fine for prison wine. Uh-oh. Becky's trying to FaceTime us. We aren't going to
put her on the show.
No, we're not.
Put
Scott,
her on the show.
I'm not going to do it.
Be brave.
No, Scott should be mad. We're not going to do it.
What? She's looking for a reason to be mad because you were mad at her when she left.
No, I wasn't. We were at peace. I'm not going to do it. So don't do it. Bother.
Rob, showing his true colors, he's afeared.
I'm wise. There's a difference.
Well, we already know you're not that.
Yeah. But not a good wine. But back to what we were saying. Back to the are looking back. We're done. We're past Charles Shaw. We're not even going to talk about it anymore. Never will it be on the show again. We've done it twice in passing. Both times, it's not any good.
It was terrible. No. Both times in passing, it was awful. Thank objectionable. You. This is not objectionable.
No, this
it
was one of those two times.
It's not objectionable.
That is, it was objectionable. It's worse than the Cabernet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that Cabernet was
that was
vinegar.
Worse than the Cabernet. That tastes like vinegar.
I think there's more of a hint of vinegar in the Chateau Saint Michel than in this.
Oh, you're just full of shit. You're just got somebody's in your mouth over that Charles Shaw. They got pictures of you probably fucking a donkey. I don't know what it is that they have, but somebody has pictures of you doing something to farm animals at fucking Charles Shaw, because there's no other reason why you would lie and suggest that that is a decent wine. No.
What
you
is
are,
wrong?
You are fucking a donkey in some damn picture somewhere. Yeah. That's why, and they got it there. And you know, you can blink twice and acknowledge. You just did. Scott just blinked twice, acknowledging that they have blackmail on him at Charles Shaw. So we just know.
There was that trip to Mexico, and
it wasn't. It
one
wasn't
thing
about
leads
the
to
donkey.
Another,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they tricked you. They got pictures of you.
Well, the pictures so
you know,
much is.
One time when I was
the love child,
I was in Chile. It was a sock puppet, but it happened to me too, Scott. I just like to let you know. And so, whenever they say you have to drink through a sock puppet, remember the sock puppet's mouth is where you would drink, not its penis. So, it's a very excited sock puppet. So,
what is?
I'm not bragging. I mean, it was already excited when I, but that's okay. So, looking back over the season, folks, what are your highlights of season 5, Scott?
Charles Shaw Red Blend is right up there with the surprises. You know, we went on this binge with Mont Veeder, and I'd not had it before. And Rob had mocked me over these half bottles I was picking up. And yet, two of our humdingers for the season was the Pride Merlot. Half bottles is how we had a little deal on them. And the Mont Veeder, I don't think it was quite as good of a deal, but we both kind of, say fell in love with it, but we really appreciated who they are for the price point.
Mm-hmm.
What's a standout for you, sir?
Over the year, one thing we had alluded to earlier is the fact that we had a lot of enjoyable experiences, but nothing that was really the blockbusters. I mean, we had some of the older wines, the Vieux Telegraph, Dom Jean. We had some old stuff like that. That was really great.
The French wines were great.
Oh, sure. You know what? The Chateau La Prade, that was one that I remember from last season that I really enjoyed. Chateau La Prade is one. Beyond that, the Mount Veeder was delicious.
And
the Three Valleys naturally was great. You know, and Krios was an excellent little value price Cabernet by Susan Balbo, something I've always kind of said. And the Protocolo. Those are some of the ones that I look back that I remember that were great, great buys. We didn't have, though, any of the super surprises like, you know, Wagner or anything like that this last year.
Yeah, where just something came out of nowhere and just rocked our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, moreover, I would say that there was less terrible wines, even though we had a lot of terrible wines. But a lot of middle of the road stuff. One thing I don't think that we really all had one that we loved this year was Zinfandel. We had some that were okay. I mean, Three Valleys excluded because it's a blend. But other than that, and maybe the Bedrock, you know, the Zins we had on the show, I mean, even excluding Turley, I don't think we had many Turleys if we had any. The Zinfandel was a little bit meh. Robert Bialy stunk, you know?
It was one of the more disappointing wines we've done on the show.
And we kind of shot from the moon a little bit. And Bedrock didn't wow us either. I mean, it was nice, but it didn't wow us.
It was good. It made me want to drink more Bedrock, I'll say that.
Well,
but yeah. It wasn't like we just did not have that zen that did it for us this year.
I agree.
But we've tried an awful lot of them.
Well, that be said, there aren't a lot to. I mean, we this next year maybe we'll look for Dash on the show. Even though I don't believe you've ever been a huge fan of Dash.
The Dash I had was not good.
Yeah. Baron stunk. The Klein Lodi stunk.
It was not good.
I
think we had some fortunate luck with some Lodi. Going back a couple years, but Lodi, it's just not a great region for wine. I'm staying away from it.
You know what? I saw Clinker Brick has an Albarino for sale on wine.com.
I saw that too, friend, and it made me not want to buy it.
No.
But stylistically, that's almost what we compared it to, wasn't it? That like a Albarino or a port-ish kind of thing. It was over the top.
Yeah. Well, folks, looking forward to season 6. What will we be doing on season 6? Well, we have a lot more of the same old that we've been doing. We will have the Battle of the Diet Wines. That's been in the queue for a while. A Battle of Shitty Merlot, which is very exciting. The first episode of season 6, we're going to have a wine line. We haven't done this in a while, but we're going to have the Pinot Noir and Cabernet of a French producer that I think you all might know.
Yeah.
Fat Bastard, folks. Fat Bastard will finally make it to the show. I know you.
I've been waiting for that to happen.
I believe the Anderson's General Store would never carry Fat Bastard because of the name.
How dare they?
And he said, no, we won't have Fat Bastard. We don't like the name. So, I mean, that's getting some stuff. Heights. We still have Heights in there and some Heights to drink.
Girls got to have standards. Miracle Whip.
I know. And we do have a Wagner. We do have a Wagner that we have not done. It's fine.
And we're not talking Wagner, the fine family of Wagner wines from the West Coast. We're talking about Wagner from upstate New York.
Yes, Finger Lakes, Ice Vine, or Ice Wine. Moral. Yeah.
Did we do an ice wine episode and not air it on the show?
No.
We need to do some chocolate wine too.
No, we do not. That's $9.99, man. Chocolate shop. Last time I had that, I got sick from it. Remember that?
Well,
it was flu, but I got sick. That's pretty bad. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the 2018 Chateau Saint Michel Cabernet. Chateau Michel. They lose their
Chateau. They lose their saint status.
Yeah, no, you're no longer a saint. Yeah, Chateau Archangel Michel.
What's the designation on this? Columbia Valley.
It's Columbia Valley.
Shame on them.
Well, there's Columbia is a big valley. You know?
This should just be Washington designation. This should be California designation.
It should be. Where's it from? America.
Except, you know, if this was the continuation of the California designation, this probably would be the best offering we had. We haven't done one of those in a long time. They were all so bad. And this is not good, but I can't think of one off the top of my head that I would pick over this.
Some of those were more interesting, but they were worse. If you get my drift, they might have more going on, but you didn't want what they had going on. So, no.
It's been a long time since we've done that. We need to revisit that, except of late, I haven't had the stomach to do that.
No, never mind.
That's it. I'll commit to getting back to the California series.
Oh, great. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
What's your score?
God, not good. It's not horrible. But for the number one in the budget series.
Well, that's them, though.
Shame on you wanting to. Of course, I guess you have to have something as the top.
Not this.
That's exactly my thought.
Maybe it was mathematical. They said, well, it's drinkable, but they have a shit ton of bottles. So.
And it,
I mean, Bogle Pinot Noir is on the top 10.
It makes me want to try it just to compare it to this.
You go ahead, man. You knock yourself out.
I can honestly say I don't think I've seen that before. Bogle.
It's on the bottom shelf. That's why you look down.
I think it's below down.
It's down there. It's down there.
The below down.
It's yeah.
But this is not. It's not undrinkable.
No, it's not undrinkable.
It's just
not all that enjoyable.
I wouldn't know that it's cab.
You drink wine for pleasure. This does not provide a great deal of pleasure. Is it painful?
No.
But is it pleasurable?
Not exactly.
So, yeah.
It's like
maybe it'd be better in smaller glasses, like very small glasses, like small. Glasses, like shot glasses.
It's like the family friend who's still dating the same boyfriend. And you're like, everybody's like, oh, you're still dating Bob.
Okay.
And everybody goes, and she says, yeah. And everybody goes, oh. That's what this wine is. It's like you're drinking Chateau Saint Michel, Columbia Valley designation. Oh.
Well,
it's not like The Prisoner.
I've had this wine on. I don't know, dozen occasions. Not this vintage, but other vintages.
A dozen times?
Probably over my life. I mean, but it's like it never stuck out to me as something great. Did it ever occur to me that it was bad? No. But when I saw the top 100, I went, really?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
I mean, because they really don't start getting serious about cabs until the Indian Wells, and that's only like $3 more, so...
Spend the $3.
You spend the $3. Well, we haven't had it. We have it in the queue.
Had the Indian Wells.
So have I, but not this latest
vintage.
Yeah,
it's spend the $3, folks.
We need to spend.
It's just... Honestly, if you'd said this is what we're doing at the beginning of the episode, I'd be disappointed by it. Forget the top 100 thing, the number one, the value price. I'm going to give it 81.
Ooh.
82. I was between the two, 82.
I'm at 84.
That's very generous of you.
Don't like 84s. So,
but
82 to 84. Yeah, 82 to 84. I'm not going to give it an 85.
It's not good.
It is just incrementally. That's the thing. It's palatable, but completely dull.
Sort of.
And so. But I'm thinking 85.
85, you'd say.
It's not an 85, but you're like, what is between? It's not, I can't go 83, 82 because I don't find it to be wildly objectionable either. And in those cases, I normally, it has to have some objectionable element for me to go below 84.
For me, going below the 84 is this. The fruit, the review talked about fruit forward. The front palate of this is
not fruit forward.
Absent. It's absent.
Yeah.
It's absent. And then there's
I'm going to change it. 83 of my points.
And there's that interesting thing in the mid palate that's one of these things just doesn't belong here. So it almost is
that
objectionable,
subsides.
But it's not. It does subside. But it's like...
It's a quaffer, but cabs aren't intended to be quaffers. And yes, you do know it's Cabernet, so there's that.
I will do a
little, but you know it's not good Cabernet.
I have something to pose.
What?
To the audience, talk amongst it, talk about it amongst yourselves. There are some wines that maybe we decant our wines as part of the podcast. It's what we do. But sometimes I wonder if that does it a disservice. And we have talked about that. And some wines are not meant to be decanted. And I'm wondering if straight from the bottle, if this does exhibit some level of fruit on the front palate. That'd be a weird thing for it to lose.
It wasn't decanted for that long, maybe a half an hour.
It's still that's a significant amount for a wine that shouldn't be decanted at all. I will do the homework assignment.
Okay, good.
And I'll be brave. When we have it, we won't decant it.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's worth trying. I mean, maybe that's the case.
It'd be interesting. But you, front palate fruit, that's not something that should go out to canning.
I wouldn't be shocked, though, if this bottle did suffer from bottle variation, as you said. But
it happens.
It happens, but that would be...
This is... They're big production, but on this or that big production?
They're pretty... look it up. I bet there's 100,000 cases plus.
That's a lot.
Might be more than that. But this is the thing. You have Columbia Valley to play with. You should be able to source things and make something better out of it than this.
Than this.
I guess they also have, like, Born of Fire is their label, too. I mean...
Really?
Yeah. That's a Chateau Ste. Michel product. I mean, they have a bunch of crap that they're piddling with right through there. So maybe this just gets lost in the shuffle and it's an afterthought, you know? And they really... I mean, if it's going to be an afterthought, then sell for $12.99. You know? $14.99... That suggests that it's going to be a lot more solid than everything else, and it ain't. So, it's really, in my opinion, this is a $10.99, $11.99 bottle of wine max, and even then, you wouldn't buy it. It's completely insipid, and that's a term that we rarely use anymore.
It's been a while since you've said that.
And this wine is flaccid, uninspiring, boring,
lacking.
Dull. Yeah,
the level of body you would expect it to also.
And often you would suggest, oh, is it corked? It's not, because it's not showing any of the...
It doesn't have that.
No. Mustiness. But that's why Scott's going to drink it off the air. I mean, we'll see. But I doubt that it's corked. It's just not a great bottle of wine.
Hey, I got an idea.
What?
Let's FaceTime the Triple B so you can come clean. You'll feel so much better if you come clean.
No. So, folks, we are going to bid you adieu. But see you next time in Season 6 here on The Wine Vault. Good night.